I'm doing part 7 of my series, What Jesus Said About Himself. This is the last but one teaching on what Jesus said about himself. This is part 7, and the subtitle is, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I think of all the I am statements of Jesus, this is probably the most known, the one people remember the most, because it combines three things into one. The way, the truth, and the life are all together in one statement. And that's why it's very memorable when we talk about the I am statements of Jesus Christ. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And we would look at the text from John's Gospel, chapter 14. And I will read a longer text than I normally do, because I want to give us a little context to it before we get to the statement itself. John chapter 14, from verses 1 to 6. John 14, verses 1 to 6. And this is Jesus speaking. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So, in the previous chapter, that is John chapter 13, Jesus told his disciples that he's leaving, that the time has come when he has to leave them. Of course, they were not happy. They were saddened. And then in chapter 14, he tells them that he is going, but he will prepare a place for them and come for them later on. So Thomas, and I like Thomas, he's mentioned a couple of times in John's Gospel, but he is a very critical mind, an inquirer. He's somebody who's asking all kinds of questions of Jesus Christ, and we call him Doubting Thomas, but I will call him the Critical Thinking Thomas. He thinks very critically. So he says, Lord, we don't know where you're going, and how can we find a way to where you're going? So Thomas expects that Jesus will point to a way, but Jesus then speaks to him those very profound words, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So let me just go ahead and define those three words for us. The first word is the word way. And it comes from a Greek word that means a well-traveled path. So it's a way in the sense that it is a path or a route that is traveled on. And that's very interesting. It's not just a way that has just been made, but it is a traveled path. It's a path that is used. So that's the word that Jesus uses, hodos, a traveled path or route. Sometimes it's translated in the Bible as a highway, that is a high-speed kind of path. The second word is the word truth, and it refers to something that is real and something that is sure or something that is certain. Truth, something that can be relied on, something that is dependable. So it's not just talking about an information that is true, but it's talking about reliability and dependability. Something that is proven to be so. The third word is the word life. We've looked at it many times in the I Am sayings, and it is complete and continuous existence. Complete and continuous existence. This is the third time that Jesus is using life in his self-description. He said, I am the bread of life. Earlier on, then he said, I am the resurrection and the life. And then now he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So in three times in the I Am sayings, Jesus uses life. Now, that would lead us to one conclusion, that life is very essential to who Jesus is. Jesus focuses on life. He is life. He is complete and continuous existence. So, having defined the words, each one is important. Jesus could have focused on one and at a time, but he combines all of them. So there is a certain heavy combination going on here. And it's important to see this statement of Jesus in the sense of eternity. Jesus is telling us who eternity is, where eternity is, and how to enjoy eternity. So everything is about eternity. And why do I say everything is about eternity? Because from chapter 13, Jesus says, I'm going to a place. I'm going. They said, Lord, where are you going? He says, well, I'm going to prepare a place for you. That is what leads to this statement. So the context of it is eternity. What is eternity? Who is eternity? Where is eternity? How do we live this eternity? So that's the context that is wrapped up in John chapter 14. I am the way, the truth, and the life. So let's look at them one by one. Jesus says, I am the way. Jesus is the way. Now, normally when we say something is a way, or we are talking about a way, we are talking about a connection between two people or two things or two places. A way is always a connection. So, Thomas asked the question, show us the way. And normally, I mean, if somebody, can you imagine, you go, you're talking to somebody and he says, I want to go to a certain place. And he says, yeah, I can show you the way. And you tell him, okay, show me the way to the place. We expect the person to point to something outside of himself. But can you imagine you talk to somebody, show me the way, and the person says, I am the way. Now you're going to wonder, in what sense are you the way? How can you say you are the way? Now, if the person says, I am the way, it means he cannot point you there. He has to take you there. So he's going to hold your hand and you have to trust him in the path that he's going to take you. So he's not pointing you to a place you go to find yourself. He's pointing you to himself as the path, as the way to get to where you are getting to. So that's the sense in which Jesus is talking to his disciples. I am the way. I don't point to the way. I don't lead to the way. If you want to find a way, you have to find me. If you don't find me, you don't have the way. So Jesus is saying that he's the only path that leads to God and salvation. He's the only one who connects us to God. He is the traveled route to salvation. He's telling us, if you want to get to God, I don't point you to something you do, I point you to myself. He doesn't just set rules for us, he offers himself to us. If you want eternal life, it's me. I am the way. Now, if you look at other religions outside of Christianity, no religious leader ever says, I am the way. Most and all religions will say, we will show you the way. We will show you the path. We'll show you the way to peace. We'll show you the way to nirvana. We'll show you the way to paradise. We'll show you the way to wherever you're going. No one says, I am the way. Only Jesus says, I am the way. This is an exclusive statement of Jesus. It's what Jesus sets apart about himself from every other. That's one of the uniqueness about Christianity. Christianity is not about following a path, but following a person who is the path. Jesus is the way. We don't point people to a way, we point people to a person. If you miss the person, you miss the way. Because the way is not constructed somewhere to find. The way is a person. And until he holds your hand, you cannot find the way. I am the only path that leads to God and salvation, Jesus says. Secondly, Jesus says, I am the truth. Jesus is the truth. He is completely reliable. I am the truth. Now, it's very interesting that in all those statements, Jesus precedes them with a definite article, the. I am not truth, I am not way, I am not a way or a truth, I am the way, I am the truth. Very, very exclusive statements. Now, most people will tell you, we don't have all the truth. Other people have the truth too. You know, in most religions, they'll say, there is truth everywhere. There are people who say, there is truth in everything. Jesus says, no, 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 no. I am the truth. I am the truth. Jesus is the truth. What does that mean? He is the perfect revelation of who God is. Jesus is the perfect revelation of who God is. Now, it's possible to know about God in many ways. It's possible to know about God through creation. You look at the sun, the moon, and the stars, and you look at the earth and the trees and the mountains. Something would tell you that somebody created this. The Akans, me being a Fanti, I'm an Akan too, would say that nobody teaches a child about God. In other words, God is self-evident. You can have a knowledge of God everywhere. And in every human habitation, people have a knowledge of God. So what did Jesus mean when he says the truth? And when we say he's the perfect revelation, it's like having a pixelated image and a refined image. Generally, everybody has an image, but the image is not perfect. In Jesus Christ, the image is perfected. So people in Ghanaian culture, there's knowledge about God. Our ancestors knew about God. If you go to every part in the world, people know about God, but it's like wearing glasses, but the image is fuzzy. I remember the first time I started wearing glasses. I thought I was seeing normally before I trusted my eyesight. You know, I tend to be quite confident. So I believe I had perfect eyesight. And people would say, you squint your eyes. I said, no, I see perfectly. I see perfectly. I see yellow. I see everything. Until the day I went to the optician and they put this thing on my eyes. And I said, whoa, what was I seeing before? I am like the man who was healed by Jesus. He said, I see, but I see men as trees. And Jesus touched him and he sees perfectly. In African traditional religion, we have a view. In every religion, we have a view, but none of it puts the glasses on for you. None of it gives you a clear image. And Jesus gives us the perfect image of God. If you want to really know God, there is only one way. There is only one truth. And that truth tells us the perfect image of God. Because Jesus is described as the express image of his person. He is the perfect revelation of who God is. So we don't say that people don't have any view of God. We don't say our ancestors didn't know anything about God. They knew something about God, but they didn't have the clearest view of God. It is only in Christ that the truth of God hits your eyes, and all of a sudden you see God in his holiness, in his righteousness, in his love. Because in every religion you're going to learn the truth about God, that God is mighty, that God is great, that God will judge you. But nobody will tell you that this God who is a judge, who is a creator, who is mighty, will die for you. That he came and became a man and laid down his life so that the people who have sinned against him will be redeemed. He pays for the price of our sin so that salvation can become possible. It is found in no other place except in Jesus, the God who dies so that those who should die may have life and have it more abundantly. And Jesus says, I am the truth. I don't teach the truth, just teach the truth, but I am it. And until you find me, there will be something lacking about your reality. I am the one who fixes the right perspective on your eyes so you see God as he should be seen. I am the truth. Third thing Jesus says, I am the life. He's the very embodiment, the life force, the source of life itself. When he says, I am the life, he's not talking about biological or social life. He's talking about eternal life. Jesus is the source and the giver of eternal life. Complete and continuous existence. And this life cannot be had naturally. Nothing we do by ourselves can give us eternal life.
Joy 99.7 FM. Joy.